David Burke, racing's new super chef. Not unlike the rise of super trainers in racing, the last decade has given birth to the rise of the super celebrity chef. Restaurateurs who operate in multiple locations, compete in televised competitions, and have their own shows on the Food Network. David Burke currently operates 10 restaurants, has a line of cookware, has appeared on numerous TV programs, is developing his own reality series, has written 2 cookbooks, participates in numerous philanthropic endeavors, and serves as a consultant to a number of corporate organizations. And ironically enough, while he never set out to do so, Burke has opened several restaurants a stone's throw from 3 of the Northeast's most iconic racetracks, Saratoga, Belmont Park, and Monmouth Park, and he has found himself drawn more and more into the world of thoroughbred racing. His most tangible connection is through the 3 restaurants he operates inside the renovated Adelphi Hotel in Saratoga Springs, New York, Salt and Char, Morrissey's, and the Blue Hen, owned and operated by the Adelphi Partners, whose principal, Larry Roth, is the L in the LNJ Foxwoods Racing Ownership Group. Before this venture with Roth and his partners, Burke had often brushed up against the thoroughbred racing world without ever directly becoming involved in it. But his relationship with both Roth and racehorse owner George Hall has drawn him into the industry in a more tangible way. Hall has taken Burke to the Kentucky Derby on a couple of occasions, Burke said, and he met the Justify crew at his Red Salt restaurant in the Garden City Hotel after the Belmont Stakes last year. David Burke.
When I went to the Derby, I was like, this is cool. You know, it's a great lifetime experience. If you're into horses or not, to go to the Derby, but to go up to Saratoga and have a business there and see that everybody's in a good mood, it's very festive, the hats, the, you know, after the race, the eating, the dining, and that's, I can see how that town was way back when, and it still holds on to that tradition.
Burke grew up in Hazlet, New Jersey, about 12 miles from Monmouth Park.
Interestingly enough, when I was a kid, I didn't go to Monmouth Park a lot. My neighbors did. Some of my friends did. I was working. I was in the kitchen. So I went a couple times, but I didn't really grasp the beauty of it, actually, and the seriousness of it, and how enjoyable it could be. That really didn't hit me until I went to Saratoga.
In fact, his relationship with the Adelphi Group is what precipitated his first ever Saratoga visit.
And I had never been to Saratoga until I started working on this project because, you know, I grew up down here on the beach. We didn't really go up to the, I went to school up that way at the Culinary Institute of America. But Saratoga was another hour and a half up. But when I went to that track, I really got hit like with a romance of a throwback in time.
Of course, the Adelphi Hotel looks to recreate that same feeling. Roth and his partners bought the hotel and then painstakingly renovated it at a reported cost of $28 million over 5 years. It reopened in 2017 and quickly earned rave reviews. Burke is a fast-talking, affable bundle of energy. He talks with his hands, running them frequently through his graying hair. He doesn't mince his words, and in listening to him tell the tale, you can imagine him bursting into the kitchen and quickly sizing up what was what.
I got up to the properties, both properties in Saratoga, 15 months ago. So first thing was to reorganize kitchens, build an aging box. So we dry age all our own beef. So we have control of the quality now. We hired a great chef named Chris Bonnevere, really super. So now we know the communication's good, and he's a workhorse, no pun intended, but he works too much. He shouldn't work so much. But we all do in the restaurant business. So I'm very proud of those restaurants. I'm very proud of the hotel. The Adelphi Hotel, the hotel as a place to stay is second to none. The rooms are phenomenal. They put a lot of effort, design, money, and care, and maintenance into the restoration. It's worth the trip to just go and spend a couple of days there if you can afford it, and eat there and be in that particular. It's 30 rooms, very boutique. Everybody knows your name. You know, it's a grand. You can feel the grandness of the old hotel when it was opened in the 1800s. The staircase is in the same place. You come down to the lobby. Really charming. So, and the food's great.
The latter is exactly what you would expect from someone of Burke's stature. But in spending time with him, you get the impression he's as good a businessman as he is a chef. Today, we're touring the Drift House, a former Italian restaurant that had been on the site for several years, located on the Jersey Shore.
I have to say, pretty efficient. Efficiency is very important in the restaurant business. Not only efficiency, the food is my strength. Creativity, food, design, but then there's the discipline of running things like a business and making sure that it makes sense to have that many people working or that price point or this promotion or that promotion.
Burke started out as a dishwasher at a little motor inn on the Jersey Shore and decided he wanted to be a chef. This was in the 1970s, he said, prompting his father to ask, who in the heck wants to be a chef?
I was a dishwasher in a little motor inn, a hotel, and I wanted to be a chef. My dad was twisted that I wanted to be a chef. He's like, who the hell wants to be a chef? It's in the 70s. And then I started working. I went to the Navasin Country Club. I worked at a place called Fromagerie and Rumson.
After the Culinary Institute, he moved to Europe and worked in Scandinavia before traveling through Europe and going to pastry school in Paris. He worked in several great restaurants in France, he said, and then came back to New York to work for Daniel Boulud at the Plaza Athénée.
Moved back to France to learn more pastry. Then I hooked up with a guy named Alan Stillman, who created TJ Fridays and Smith & Walensky. We opened Park Avenue Cafe 92. Then I opened a bunch of steakhouses around the country with him. Smith & Walensky's went public, made enough money to open David Burke and Donatella on the Upper East Side, one of the best restaurants that year, and was continually one of the best restaurants.
From there, Burke was off to the races, so to speak. His new passion is teaching and mentoring, working with community colleges to train young people.
The next step is to create projects where we can tie into local community colleges and create the David Burke University of Cooking. So it's an apprenticeship program where we teach youngsters how to cook while they're going to a community college so that they don't have the burden of going to some of the more expensive schools and they at least learn how to cook. We don't want to make you can't teach someone how to be a chef. You can teach them how to cook. And I'm also working on a project in Asbury Park where there'll be a cooking school and one in the Atlantic Highlands here. We're starting to do more business in New Jersey. You know, and then that turns into somewhat of an apprenticeship training program for selfish reasons. I want to keep the best cooks. I want to keep my payroll low. But I also, more importantly, want to teach people how to do things fundamentally correct.
The project, he says, could be the basis for a reality show that shines a positive light on the Jersey Shore, unlike the program of the same name. As a quarter-century Jersey Shore resident, home to the TDN, I heartily agree. But for now, Burke has his eye trained on the summer at the spa city of Saratoga Springs.
What a beautiful town, and the summer should be fantastic up there.
Asked if there is anything else he'd like the racing industry to know about him, he issues what seems a very sincere invitation.
Come visit us. Whether you like the track area or not, come say hi. And if you do read this or see this, please say hello. I'd rather be in the dining room saying hi than sweating in the kitchen, so please ask for me.